Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, joining us this morning on the show from the NBA on TNT and NBA TV is our good friend Jared Greenberg. Jared knows Mraz pretty well, and so I would pose this to him. How many dongs to the face, a.k.a. hot dogs, will Mraz take down this weekend?
Is 69 an option on the poll?
It is. Well, seven or more is.
Oh, so yes, then I would go with that option.
Seven plus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just to let you know, DA, as a loyal listener and listener and viewer, the requirement for me to be on the show today was that Mraz has his shirt on today. I would not do this interview with him with his shirt off.
I got to tell you, you work alongside some quirky people, some big personalities, and
you work with the biggest personality. Let me tell you that.
But you imagine trying to do your job? And Shaq just takes off his shirt and starts doing jumping jacks. How awful that would be to try to focus.
Well, let me tell you, it's actually happened through the years that Shaq has taken off his shirt, and even Charles Barkley too. Mm. It actually resulted in a bunch of years ago, and this is something you can go YouTube online, that they didn't believe how strong and how in shape Shaq was, which. You know, there are times he's fallen off the wagon a little bit, but he oftentimes loves the motivation of people calling him out. So at one point, a few years ago, we had a weightlifting competition between Charles Barkley and Shaq because Shaq kept on taking his shirt off on the air.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So Shaq took his shirt off so many times, there had to be some type of competition.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so you've dealt with the same work hazards that I have.
It's a little different. It's a little different with Shaq and Mraz. Let me tell you that.
DeJounte Murray. I'm not going to lead the witness here. I've had my take all morning long on this deal.
Yeah,
is 3 ones and a pick swap too heavy a price to pay for the Hawks?
No doubt, it is too heavy of a price. But let me tell you, when you have a specific need, and you also have, listen, the Hawks have two things here. Number one. They're trying to get the most out of their superstar, Trae Young, who is a very unique superstar in that, you know, his size, profile, the things that he's able to do are unique in this league. He also has some clear deficiencies, like his inability to guard anybody. And in the playoffs, you know, what you see teams doing is, you know, when he has the ball, they just blitz him because there's no other perimeter options for him to get the ball to. And then also, they challenge him defensively to work really hard. So this gives them that option. The other part of this, too, is if you feel Trae Young is the superstar that you're going to build around for the next decade and you feel like he is somebody that could be a part of a championship equation, you've got to do certain things for him to make him feel as if you're building towards that with him and not just putting it all on his shoulders to carry the load. Yes, those first-round draft picks may ultimately come back and bite you. But if you feel you're going to be really good, those picks aren't going to be good anyway, right? They're going to be hopefully in the 20s, so they're not, you're not giving up lottery picks for him. Listen, I think DeJounte Murray is one of the more under-regarded players in this league. He made the All-Star team last year. I voted him second on my ballot for most improved player in the NBA this year. I just truly felt like he's a guy, or I feel like he's a guy that can fill some much-needed holes on this Hawks roster. So, yes, you give up a lot for him, but it's a need you that you surely were missing.
Jared Greenberg, NBA on TNT, NBA TV. Why is Greg Popovich, at his age, okay with trading away his best player for a bunch of picks that he'll never coach?
Well, I was actually surprised he didn't do this a few years ago with some of their options. Like, they should have traded LaMarcus Aldridge away. They should have traded DeMar DeRozan a year sooner than they did and started this process. I feel like this is a mistake the Spurs organization made that now they're trying to correct. And it's that they drafted really well the last few years. Like, you talk to the quote-unquote draft experts, some of the guys that they've picked up the last 3 years, including this year, are guys that they really – they feel internally, and people who you know, do this for a living feel like they can truly build around. So it's going all in on that rebuild now. And there's all these rumors floating around the internet, which, listen, I don't get into this stuff because I'm not a draft guy, I'm not a college guy, I'm not an international scout. But apparently next year's draft is going to be so talented, particularly with the guy who, you know, right now is projected to be the number one pick. Listen, we didn't know an hour before this year's draft who was going to be the number one pick. So to say a year from now who's going to be the number one pick, it's this guy who plays for Tony Parker's team overseas, who's obviously one of the greatest Spurs of all time, and he is projected to be the number one pick. Spurs go and tank this year, and they kind of repeat repeat the whole Tim Duncan scenario from the late 90s, and then they give Pop, you know, an opportunity in the next 2 years to win a title as he goes out, rides off into the sunset.
Oh, I love this conspiracy theory. Now we're talking. You are talking about Victor Wembanyama, I believe?
Sure, yeah.
And he is seen as the real deal, a franchise cornerstone guy. Ooh, this is great. So you trade away your best player, you get a couple of first-rounders in return, and you tank out this season. You land the next Tim Duncan or franchise cornerstone guy, Pop did his job, then rides off into the sunset, setting up the Spurs to be a contender after he leaves.
Right, and let's not forget, he's probably not going to leave totally. He's probably, because he's still the president of the team, which I think a lot of people lose sight of because he doesn't do the day-to-day, you know, general manager role that a lot of presidents do. But I would imagine that Pop will relinquish his head coaching title and still have some role within the organization.
Okay, this is good. I like this. Now, when we saw James Harden say, no, I'm good without that 1 year, $47 million option, he was viewed as this, wow, team-oriented guy. He's going to give up more money so that they can build a winner. Should we rethink all the ways we've penciled him in as a selfish me-first guy after this?
Well, I mean, on the one hand, you know, the whole Tom Brady thing that I'm sure you spent nauseating hours talking about, you know, giving up money. But the difference here in the NBA is that he gave up $47 million of guaranteed money, but he's going to ultimately get, the reports are, at the latest hour that I've read, is he's going to get a three-year deal worth somewhere north of $35 million per year. So ultimately, the total guaranteed money is going to be more than just $47 million. So the fear I had, and you and I talked about this extensively when the trade happened with Brooklyn and Philadelphia, is that James Harden is not just like past his prime, he's in dangerous territory of being a guy who is just, you know, not fit to be on the court at times, particularly with Joel Embiid. And you have to wonder, and this is why it was so scary for Philadelphia, because you thought the demands of James Harden would be, and this is a break that Philadelphia is getting, is that he has the right to ask for north of $200 million right now. And obviously he's not going to get that. And I'm glad, you know, his representation and he had an awakening to, I haven't earned that. But the fact that you're going to have this guy on the roster for the next 3 years, I just hope James Harden's working his butt off in the offseason like he used to really early in his career, because he has the last few years, and when we've spoken about this, DA, he has become a liability, and he's going to be a huge liability to this team if he again, for the third season in a row, comes into training camp in the regular season out of shape and not ready to go, because ultimately it's cost him throughout the regular season with soft tissue injuries that clearly, listen, I'm no doctor, but you have to be an idiot not to tie the two things together, that he comes in out of shape, he gets these soft tissue injuries and is not ready to go, and then he has trouble adjusting to the rules, whatever that may be, you know, I don't know if that's an excuse, and ultimately inefficient and not leading his team to where they want to be. I do think it's a good thing that he's taking less money. I don't know that P.J. Tucker is necessarily the answer, right? Like, they want to free up this money to get P.J. Tucker. Certainly the team could use some more toughness, some more defense. Obviously you want a shooter to surround Harden and Embiid. I think P.J. Tucker in theory is good, but if you watch P.J. Tucker this past year, he wasn't himself. And it's really wild to me how Daryl Morey is trying to prove to the rest of the world that this team he had in Houston with Tucker and with James Harden, you know, we could win it all. The difference is it's going to ride on the shoulders of Joel Embiid. And the way he's played the last 2 years is the runner-up to the MVP.
Excellent stuff. The one and only Jared Greenberg joining us this morning here on the show from the NBA on TNT and NBA TV. I know that last time you were on, I had mentioned, well, you can exhale now, but you said, no, not really, no. Because free agency and then summer league, so you don't really get a bit of a 4th of July weekend, do you?
Oh, no, I'm getting a 4th. I mean, I have to work Sunday due to free agency, but for some reason, I'm not on the air the next couple of days. I guess They're giving me a little bit of a break.
Okay,
I don't know,
cool.
Maybe I'm suspended and I just don't know it, but it'll be going down on the 4th of July. There may be some... I don't know if there'll be any dongs to the face, but I am firing up that grill. There will be some meat on my grill. Got some ribs, got some burgers, got some corn on the cob. You want to come down?
I would love that. That sounds amazing. You know, I feel like going to a Jared Greenberg barbecue grill session party is just good eating and good drinking. I feel like you got really good beer on tap too.
Yeah, and you know, I live in the South, so fireworks are legal.
All classes. you ain't far from South Carolina, where there is no class. The designation is this thing can kill you. That's why you want to buy it. Everybody, potential JPP if you go to South Carolina and buy your fireworks.
Yeah.
Well, Jared, awesome to catch up, brother. Have a great 4th of July weekend, man. Thanks so much for the time today.
All right. Can't wait for the report on Tuesday for the dongs to the face.
Thanks. Jared Greenberg joining us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.